Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
All right, as we said, DJ Reader, former Texan, and now headed to the Super Bowl with the Cincinnati Bengals, joining us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. DJ, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man? How are you doing?
Man, we appreciate you being here. What a week. Tell us how this, I mean, going to Tennessee, going to Kansas City, getting to the Super Bowl, what a dream come true, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a dream come true.
We're having a hard time hearing you, DJ. I don't know what.
Hold on. Let me go. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me out? That's it.
Now, much perfect. Better. Much Thanks, better. DJ, okay, welcome to the show. Man, we appreciate you. We really appreciate
we
you
miss
being
you,
here.
Man. We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you.
You don't miss us, though. I wouldn't if I were gone. I'd be
just the weather a little bit.
I bet you do miss the weather. Hey, I want to mention something to you real quick before you move on with Cincinnati. So I was in Mobile and visiting with Dabo Swinney on the sideline the other day, and I told him we were talking about some of the players over the years. And I said, you know who I watched? We were talking about Grady Jarrett a little bit, and I said, a guy that I had a conversation with on the field at the Senior Bowl where you told me about some of the stuff that had gone on with you and your father at that time, the issues with him. You and I talked on we talked about your trials and tribulations that season. And then you came in and had, I know that was an issue for you during the season. You came in and had a huge Senior Bowl. You've ridden that momentum into a great career with the Texans, a big free agent deal, and now a trip to the Super Bowl. Can you reflect on the time that you had to struggle with adversity in a personal sense, and then where you've come from during your career, personally and professionally?
Me and my dad, that was really my Superman and, you know, my guy. And, like, you know, my best friend, you know, to have him go, not only go, the day before my birthday, kind of, you know, just put that dark cloud over me as a kid. But, you know, one thing he's always told me, you know, forever is, you know, that there's so many things that happen. Too much is given, much is required. So, you know, I just knew I had a lot on my plate. And football was the one thing that was consistent. Like, I was decent at school, and my dad was a teacher, and he was really homie all the time about it. But, you know, football was the thing that stayed consistent. And I was getting better at it. I seen improvement. I just became a better player, and I just really honed in and locked in on it. Like you said, I rode that momentum that, you know, I was down and out during that time. After that year, coming back the next year, then going through a suspension or just having to step away from football, it was just real tough on me. But, you know, some of the things I did when I was away really helped me reflect on just my life and what I really want to do. And when I came back, you know, having something taken away from you, you really love it that much more when you get back. When I came back, I just came back with a mindset that I was just going to put my heart out. I didn't think the NFL was ever even possible. That's not something I thought about. Like, I didn't think about playing football on Sundays. That's not it. I just knew I was a competitor, and I just wanted to go out there and compete every single day. And, you know, things just started to look up one by one. Never thought, you know, after I got drafted, really didn't think I was going to play that much. But just wanted to compete. Just wanted a chance. Then I get there, I figure out maybe I'm a decent player. Go in. Never thought I'd be able to go into free agent and make a decent contract. But things look up and up. And I just, like you said, just keep riding the room because I just want to be the best player that I can be because, you know, I feel like my dad raised a man. And I just always want to make him proud in that sense.
You set some low expectations, DJ.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't low expectations. It's just I've always played ball, just really just baseball. And it's always been something's going to happen, like, eventually. Like, you know, you can compete as much as you want. Like, I'm super competitive. There's no record. Like, I want to win. If I do something, I want to win. But I'm not thinking about that other stuff before. Like, I have goals. I have personal goals. But I'm just thinking about being a good teammate and a good player and a good person every single day. Like, that's really it. I love to compete in football. I love to, like, and I'm good at it. Like, that's a blessing, and I love the game. I love the competitiveness of the game, the ins and outs of it, the thinking of it. Don't get me wrong, I'm a football junkie, but I just didn't know. Like, nobody I knew had ever went that far, and everybody I did know didn't play the position I played, so I had no idea. I'm not that kid who's into everybody else's stuff. I never was that person, so I had no idea, even if I was good. I've seen people I saw thought were amazing go from college and be back in a year. So I had no idea what to expect.
DJ Reader with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We can't let this go. You were a baseball player. What, you played first base, I would imagine?
Yeah, I played first and pitched.
And pitched. What? Okay. How fast can you hump
Did
it up?
Did you bring that gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably topped out at like 93, 94. I probably sat like 88 to 91 my senior year in high school.
Wow. Wow. And how far could, how many homers did you hit in high school?
I don't remember. I know I hit over 500 last 2 years.
over 500. And I would imagine the ball jumped, so I would imagine you hit a few bombs.
Did you get into the Astros when you were here? Because you got drafted in 16, and, you know, everything just took off after that.
Yeah, no, I was a big fan. I got really into it. I go to a lot of games. I go to a lot of games still here in Cincinnati. And when I'm back there in the offseason, I'm still at a lot of games. So you'll see me either with my son or just hanging out at the games. I'll be there. I'm always around.
Yeah, that is awesome. DJ Reader with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, when you sign with the Cincinnati Bengals, it ain't like you're signing with the Patriots or, you know, Packers or somebody that's a perennial winner. It's amazing how quickly you guys have turned this thing around from the worst team in the league to going to the Super Bowl, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, but it's what I knew was possible. There's a bunch of guys in this locker room who just want to compete. I really want to play ball. And, you know, that takes time. It takes time to learn how to win. It takes a lot of time to put all the process together. I luckily was fortunate to draft into a locker room that they were already winning. So, you know, they taught me the attitude of winning. It's hard to do that when you're not already doing that and you don't got a bunch of guys around who know how to do it. And so, you know, came here, got a quarterback, got a bunch of guys around who had won before, came from winning programs and understood the process of winning, the work you had to put in, how you had to go about your business. And, you know, a bunch of the guys that stayed, they really honed in and really listened. And, you know, they were competitive already. They had a bunch of pieces. So, you know, it just took a belief and attitude and everybody really working towards one common goal.
Are you sick of Joe Burrow questions yet?
No. He's a man. I love him.
Is he a good guy? Tell us how he changed that locker room.
Well, just a really solid guy. I don't think that he came in and just changed the people, and I think more so he added to it a sense of confidence and a sense of just calmness. You know, he it's nerve wracking when your quarterback might be on or off some days, or just mentally just not there. You know, that's not a lot of people in the league, but it can be. But just more so, just he's confident, he's cool, he's collected, and everybody feeds off that. You know, when you got the guy back there, he has the ball in his hand most of the times, and he's got that next play mentality, then everybody else is going to have that. Nobody else is going to dwell on things that you do bad or even dwell on things that you do good. You're just out there trying to compete and make plays.
DJ, we were happy for you, the contract that you got signed. We were sad, though, to see you leave. Did you see what was coming down the road for the Texans when you left? Did you get a sense that things could be going sideways in Houston?
No, not really. I mean, I was just a player. I was so far removed from that. And, you know, people try to tell you. I thought there were some things going on that I just didn't really know much about. You know, it was way above my pay grade or where I was thinking, but some stuff did seem a little strange, but then you don't know. Like, you don't know what's going on up there. I was 24 years old. I had no idea what was going on up there. So I'm like, whatever. Like, they'll figure it out. And it's so weird looking back on it now and looking at it, because it's just like, you had a bunch of guys who I enjoyed. They're still my lifelong friends. And, you know, it's just way different now.
DJ Reader. DJ, your game against Tennessee, I thought it was basically you against Jeffrey Simmons, and you guys ended up on top. Is that one of the best games? I thought you were spectacular. Is that one of the best games you've ever played?
Yeah, I feel like it was one of my better games of my career. And then I was just looking at my other side of the field like, dude, 98 for the other shoe, going crazy. You know, I just try to go out there every week and be the best 98 on the field. And I'm like, man, I'm having a game. But I'm like, he's out there going bananas. So I'm like, man, I got to keep going. I got to keep going. It was good. It made it feel good. It made it competitive. Man, that's really what I try to go out there and do every single game. Especially if a guy's got my number, be the best guy in my number on the field. And he got after that game. But, you know, we came out with the victory, so it felt good.
This game, you got a one-up Aaron Donald, right?
Yep, I got to get after it.
Yeah.
Are you aware, by the way, that, I mean, the talk is all about Cincinnati's offensive line can't protect against the Rams' defensive front. I mean, I think people are sleeping on the fact that at times the Rams have had some trouble protecting, especially along the interior. We saw it with Jeffrey Simmons got off on them, and that happens to be the position you play as well. Have you guys, are y'all aware of the fact that, you know, the talk is about your O-line versus their D-line when your D-line versus their O-line is also a potential advantage for you guys?
No, man, a lot of people in this world like to take naps, so I let them sleep. So, you know, we got to play a game on Sunday, and we'll see.
A lot of people like – I like to take naps. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. I like naps, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't paid too much attention to what's going on TV. So I just let them nap, and then we'll see on Sunday, and we'll go out there and we'll get after it. It's going to be competitive.
DJ, we'll let you go, man. We know how busy this week is for you guys, and we really appreciate you being in here. We certainly miss you. I'll tell you that. You were what a great pick you were for the Texans. It's unfortunate that it had to end that way. But, man, it sure is good for you being in the Super Bowl. Congratulations, man, and have a great day on Sunday.
No, I appreciate it, man. Y'all in good hands. I got your young boys like Roy Lopez. He's going crazy. So y'all good. That'll be all right. Y'all, thanks. Nice talking to y'all.
You too, man.
Thanks, DJ.
There's DJ Reader right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.